be honored if you would join us.
Something dark side. Something complete.
It's a trap.
I have you now.
Stay on target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
Sir, the possibility of successfully navigating an asteroid field is approximately 3,720 to 1.
Never tell me the odds.
You may fire when ready.
Any buffoons die.
Now I feel like I can take on the whole empire myself.
Well,
the great disturbance in the force, as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror and were suddenly silenced.
Well, hello, hello, hello.
Hello, everybody.
And welcome to Thule Squadron Radio. My name is Gisli.
And I am Egil.
Well, this has been a big week.
Yeah. In more than one way.
In more than one way, yes. In this day, we got a new wave announcement.
Oh my god!
And it's looking good.
Yeah.
But before we're going to talk about all that, we have two guests.
We do. Our fellow System Open traveling companions.
Yeah. We have Gunnar.
Yep.
And Freyr.
Hello, hello.
They were speaking Icelandic.
Yes, that's fine. They don't know better.
They don't know better. Do you want to introduce yourselves a little bit better?
Yeah, I'm Gunnar and I'm an Imperial player. I love the Empire. Glory to the Empire.
Here, here. Here, here. Freyr? We have talked a little bit about you, Freyr, in our previous episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, have you
now? You're the most scummy player of the scums.
Yes.
Yes. I'm the Icelandic scum lord, I guess. I mostly play scum, almost exclusively.
Yes, almost exclusively.
Exclusively. Something janky.
Yeah. Always some jank.
Always some. Yes. I like it.
We'll probably discuss that better now.
Yeah. A bit. Well, yeah, they traveled with us to System Open in Copenhagen, which was a blast.
Oh my god, so much fun.
And this episode will mostly be about that. But first, we're going to talk a little bit about this latest wave announcement.
Yeah.
Two ships.
Three packages.
Yeah.
So a re-release of a U-wing and an X-wing.
Yeah.
Probably with some awesome upgrades to make them a little bit better.
The package is called Saw's Renegades, and it's a U-wing and an X-wing in a black and white.
They're red and white.
Yeah.
Article pointed out
red and white. It might actually be red and white. This photo might be rendered.
Somebody's colorblind.
Yeah, somebody's colorblind. I'm colorblind, so I don't know. It seems to be black.
Oh, it's black.
Oh yeah, but that's not the only fail in the article.
Yeah, but it's kind of become a tradition that find the.
No, hey, they have changed it. They had an X-wing base. For the U-wing.
Oh, I was hopeful you could hide an X-wing inside the U-wing.
Yeah. Docked.
That's like a classic rebel trick to hide their numbers.
But
have
you guys seen the package? It looks like the X-wing has closed
as files. Yeah.
Didn't notice.
That's what people are hoping for.
Yeah. A new T-65 model.
Oh my god, it's so cute.
Anyways, we also got a preview of the TIE Reaper.
Yeah. Huge, small base ships.
We like this ship.
It's a pop speed, but it's probably going to be awesome.
Yeah. The new action as well.
Yeah, the new action.
Yeah, the jamming action.
So it's going to live for longer and probably be a lot faster and maneuverable.
You can put a lightweight frame on it. It has. No, we can. Yeah, we can. We can.
It's a TIE something.
Yeah, it's a TIE something, which is really cool. The models look cool, I think. Mm-hmm. The Reaper looks strange. but still cool.
Yeah. But you saw it in the Rogue One movie. So.
Yeah. It was a platform just for carrying.
Troop carrying.
It was a troop
carrying. Delivering death troopers and other fun.
Which is why I don't really understand why it's on a small base. I don't think
game reasons.
Yeah.
I didn't want to make a big base out of this.
No, they maybe they didn't want
to make They learned from the other ship, the U-Wing.
they learned from the U-Wing. Yeah. But is it supposed to be an agile ship?
I'm hoping that the ailerons are actually gonna be similar to the striker, so you get like pre-maneuvers or something like that.
Yeah,
and maybe that might explain why that has like a too hard threat.
Yeah, might be.
Because if it actually has the same sort of ailerons, then it would still be pretty maneuverable.
Oh yes. Mm. If it has a green bank or something like that. Should we talk a little bit about the upgrades that those packages deliver to us? Well, we can see some of them. There are some that the article talks about. First off, the article seems to have 5 generic X-Wing pilots PS1, which I doubt they are having, because they have no generic U-Wing pilots.
So,
Five
sounds high, except if they're trying to retro, like, open up a new...
The PS2s, X-Wings, that we have already, those are, 21 points?
21 points.
And these are PS1s, so...
They're probably going to be cheaper.
Probably 20.
I would say
19. I'm going to say 19.
As a jump player, I would actually prefer PS1 over 2s. Both are cheaper and you can block more stuff.
Yeah.
Because you can't outshoot anything with PS2.
No, anyway. Exactly. I mean, PS2 doesn't do anything. Then it's better just to have PS1, really.
And then you can block the others.
Yeah, for one or two less points.
They might want just to lower the floor for the cheapest generics.
So
releasing a PS1 might make sense, but having 5 seems high because they probably want to sell 2 of these kits.
But we see in the package, maybe it might be a bit excited about that, they have an evade token.
That's probably got something to do with the card that looks like a title.
Renegade Rebels.
Yeah.
Or it might be something with the modification, the S-foil.
Looks like a double-sided one.
It looks like a double-sided.
S-foil is actually a modification.
It's definitely a double-sided one, because it says
T-65 X-Wing and
it's a mod. It's for the X-Wing, and the PS7 guy has something to do with after he does something, he can flip over to the S-Wall card.
He has to work with that S-Wall
after he does a boost or a barrel.
Flight assist Astromech and that.
Oh yeah, flight assist.
I'm getting goosebumps.
The PS7. Let me see. Can I make this okay?
So I saw somewhere the S-foils having the two sides. So the one had something to do with a boost. The other had something to do with a talent roll, which also makes it looks like that it's a half breed between the old 65 and the T-70. Which has both of those built in, so like you can get one but not the other at the same time.
Well, we can see here on the PS7 guy, it says after you perform a boost or a barrel action, you may flip your equipped server.
That makes no sense, but that is kind of the norm.
No, just 3 S4s.
No, that's one behind the.
So 3 titles, 4 S4s.
But it's a riddle within a riddle, so they might just be trolling us.
Yeah, probably.
Well, it does sometimes comes down to
point cards. So if you have, yeah, have both, then generics become too cheap to have five, yeah, and this point like four is
top. They also
might be.
Yeah. And the ones are two kids.
And they're in the front. There is an awesome crew card.
Yeah.
The so
the first
R2-T2.
The first pilot I thought of was Wolf Warhol, because like you can damn. The next one was of course Nora.
With Nora actually.
Yeah, probably R2. This with R2.
Yeah.
Can you put nice torps on them? Nora? Does Nora have torps?
Like? Torps. She is a torp. And yeah, those five dice. And they're gonna crit.
Yeah, yeah. But on advanced,
so you can guarantee a crit with the target lock now. Just like you can do with the back arc regularly. Because that the back arc thing is.
Yeah, you get crit. One crit for focus.
I'm not gonna add the focus. Guarantee a crit from that. Crit. And every other focus you get is also gonna become a crit.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of crits.
Lots of crits.
But also, advanced. What do you call it? Advanced proton torpedo. That's it, right? Yeah. That you can flip three blacks into a focus. All of them become crits. And if you put that shit on Miranda and burn a shield to get an extra, add the six dice. How many focuses and blanks are you going to get in there? Two to four crits to burn an extra two shields, but you're going to decimate somebody so hard.
Holy shit.
And then it's fun.
And yeah, then you're just gonna regen it.
Yeah, yeah, and then just, you know,
just use your TLT and two rounds, you're so back into normal.
We're going to, like, Miranda's going to be in a place where you really fucking don't want to be in range one of her. So her TLT bubble is out. I like it. I play Miranda, so I don't know what, about you.
That's Nora.
Yeah, I play all my ladies.
Oh, then we have a targeting scrambler system. It's a 0-point upgrade. The start of the planning phase, you may receive a weapons disable token to choose a ship at range 1-3 and assign the scrambled condition. And the scrambled condition says, when attacking a ship at range 1 that is equipped with the targeting scrambler upgrade, you cannot modify attack dice at the end of
at range 1.
Yeah,
I think it's pretty.
At the end of the combat phase, remove this card.
I think this is a pretty bad upgrade.
So it's gonna get removed every turn, basically, that you play it.
Yeah,
that's how I read it. That seems very limited to use. So you're sacrificing shooting. I mean, okay, if you don't have arc or anything and you're expecting somebody to drive up to your rear and shoot you, then it's, I guess, okay, because you can basically make sure that they can't modify their
Yeah, but you're just removing them from range 1 and they're disabling the ship. You're disabling your ship from shooting for a whole round, so why would you do that?
I mean, if you don't have arc on anything, and you know that, that's the only case that I can think of. But like sacrificing a spot for it.
But you're doing it before you set the dials, so.
Yeah, I mean, for a part of I can think of it because it's 0 points.
It's not
an
action.
You sort of know that they're gonna outflank you.
You can put it on a ship that's a carrier for like poverty, like you mentioned. But
it's a sensor.
If you plan on going in there and getting in somebody's face, this is to stop them for retaliating.
Yeah.
So that might be what they're thinking.
It's
but
great
you
for
can't shoot. So you obviously
no,
can't do
that,
it.
No, the cop shield can't shoot. So but the guy that you target scramble, he can shoot at the other guys that you send in there in range 1.
This is gonna be a great card for POW bases.
Yeah.
Definitely. POW bases.
So it's just any attack. It's not just
you like disable the pop shuttle, which is not shooting anyway, and your aces that you're gonna put into range 1 of the guy won't get really hurt by the range 1 shot.
I think it's gonna be
bonafide.
Something like that, and that might even help out with the TIE shuttle, because that has a sensor slot, last time checked.
Alright.
So that can use it as well, and they have only 2 dice, so they don't really need their attack for anything useful.
No.
In general, so you can use it as assist to help your other fragile, important.
This is very, very, what do you call it, situational.
Yeah, somebody's gonna find a way to make this super efficient, and they're just like use the blackmail.
Yeah, yeah. it feels like it's a imperial boost rather than something to put on Nim or Cornhorn. You know, it doesn't. I don't see the usefulness of it. Otherwise, you know, pulp.
So Corran or a Ewing could use it. Now Corran could use it when it's already like
when it's disabled.
Yeah, but why would you take this over something like
so you wouldn't.
Or a fire control system.
Fire control. No. So, if you're running Corran, you would be running that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
Yep.
Where's the Torgallet crew? What is it?
Major Vermel. On a tire, it's a tire Reaper pal, PS6 with an EPT. 26 points. When attacking, if the defender does not have a focus or evade token, you may change one of your blank or eyeball result to a hit. Blank or an eyeball.
Oh, so yeah. Basically a free pop.
Yeah.
So this works with a jam action. So you can basically you can scoop his defensive token off him and then you get a free dice mod basically.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if it's great, but it's like a tiny boost.
No, it might be the first pilot to be able to jam, maybe, and use the jam action. No, nobody's using the jam action for now, at least.
And also,
I don't think
like when's the jam action gonna be? Nobody's using the jam beam or the scrambling missile, but the jam action seems possibly more useful. But it has to be ideally on a high PS ship to be useful, because otherwise they haven't picked up any tokens, except maybe the target lock from last turn, which you get that bitch and they can't choose anything else.
That's correct.
Which is maybe okay.
Yeah.
And they haven't though said that it's the same as the new jam token. It might be the same as the old jam action was.
They said
because in the article they state that you prevent somebody from using target lock focus or evade action instead of like the other removing one.
The old jam doesn't remove anything.
No, it prohibits you from using the tokens.
Yeah.
That's what they say in this article.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it might
that sounds
be,
like the new one.
Yeah, so it might be the same as the old epic one.
Yeah.
No, that one just gives stress.
No.
Yes. It takes out stress.
No, it prevents you from using tokens.
No, the old gem, I'm pretty sure it just gives you stress. It's just a stress beam.
Yeah. I think
it gives you like up to 2 stress. Like stress.
Yeah.
Stress on you. So you get double stress, which sucks. Yeah. But I think the new jam beam is actually more interesting and more useful. But it, we haven't seen any lists that have capitalized on it at all.
Okay, we have also crew card, Death Troopers, Imperial only, double crew card, 2 for 2 points. After another friendly ship at range 1 becomes the defender, if you're inside the attacker's firing arc at range 1 to 3, the attacker receives 1 stress token. So it's
like an inverse rebel captive.
Yeah, everyone else gets a rebel captive.
Yeah.
So the best carrier so far that I've heard is basically the Decimator. Mm. The Decimator with rebel captive and Stormtroopers, the Death Troopers. And then you could put something like 2 aggressors, which always fly in, which are turret ships as well, and always fly in range 1.
Yeah.
And then if you shoot on any of them, you get stressed, no matter what.
But
what I think of this card is really make fly the Reaper with this card and maybe 2 aces with it. So people tend to attack the Reaper instead of the aces. So you can let the aces fly around.
Oh, that sucks. Can you imagine trying to kill Soontir for 5 rounds and getting stressed every time?
Yeah.
The main problem I see with that is that those aces are gonna be way out of range 1 for a lot of the time because of all that repositioning they're doing.
Yeah.
But usually they are just out of arc. So they're not out of range, unless you have a turret, so you just get in or get out.
So you have no time to stay in the range one of a
small of the carrier, of the car.
Which is why I'm thinking, like, if you have two turrets with you, and you're flying it on the third turret, this is three turrets, and if you shoot up any of them, you get stressed.
Yeah.
That makes
and
sense.
Then makes up for the lesser agility of these.
But can we please talk about some lists that are fun to fly? Triple turrets, really? Yeah. Okay, let no.
just sounds like
King. This is a double cougar. Right?
This is a double cougar.
So there's only so many things that can carry it.
Yeah, that's right.
We have the Parp shuttle, we have the Lambda shuttle, the Epsilon shuttle.
Yeah.
The decimeter, right?
What do you call the Carlos shuttle there?
That's an Epsilon shuttle.
Epsilon shuttle.
And I think we can. How much does it cost? Does it cost 5?
2 points. We can on the TIE shuttle.
But it's unique.
Can't be on the TIE shuttle.
I was thinking, like, oh, what about 2 decimeters and they have both of them on both of them? And they just fly in unison, but nope, you can't. It's unique, sorry. You're saved from that, too.
But yeah, no, this card really. I don't see any use for it, for me, at least.
Oh, and if Rebel Captive had any use, then this can probably find.
Yeah, but Rebel Captive only was... It wasn't a double crew card.
No, but this is actually helping when you're shooting other things, so I'm...
Yeah. Just imagine if you're flying your Whisper and you take a Pulp Shuttle, then you can fit that, no?
Yeah, but...
No, that only has two crew slots.
But then Whisper would have to be at range one of the ship.
You can also put it... You can put this on a TIE
shuttle. Off the carrier.
Off the carrier,
Not the target. Off the carrier.
Off the carrier,
yeah.
You can put it on TIE shuttle as well.
So predictable.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't fly it.
Anyways, we also have...
18 points with a TIE shuttle.
Huh?
18 points with a TIE shuttle.
Yeah.
That might be annoying.
Might.
Yeah. Okay. Then we have Director Krennic. Imperial only. It's not for the First Order. You can't use it on those ship. The crew, 5 points. During setup before the place forces step, assign the optimized prototype condition to a friendly Galactic Empire ship with 3 or fewer shields. And then it's the condition, optimized prototype. Increase your shield value by 1. Once per round when performing a primary weapon attack, you may spend 1 die result to remove 1 shield from the defender. And there might be some more text buried under the Krennic card image
The current wording is a bit worrisome because it just says remove a dice result. Is that any result?
Yeah.
Why would you not just always do this because this is a guaranteed hit?
Yeah. No, it isn't. Because it specifies shields.
Yeah.
When you're down the hull, it doesn't do help you.
And then it's just a 5 points.
What it does do, though, is to cut down on Rebel Recap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Gives you also extra shield.
Give me that card, please. That condition card on Vader. Yes, thank you, please. Mm-hmm. Or Whisper.
Can you
imagine Whisper, Gunner Whisper? He has the prototype condition on him. Or her, sorry. She has a Gunner. She takes an evade token. And someone in...
Is it once per round?
It's more, yeah. Once it doesn't round. Matter. And she shoots. She changes 1 hit to a blank. You can.
No, she...
Yeah.
I mean, it spend 1 die result. Spends the hit result to remove... Remove the die.
Yeah.
Take a shield. And that way, and not hit.
Not
trigger hit, gunner.
Trigger gunner. And maybe someone with an... What was it? Operation specialist gives her an focus.
Fire control system. You get the target lock and then make a mega hit.
Then you have removed 1 shield and then you get a fully modded shot.
Yeah.
And then you have an evade and the focus for the defense. That might work. I like it.
Yeah, I'll just fly bombers for you.
Fuck you. Anyways,
I hope just the if you kill the carrier of Director Krennic, the condition card goes off.
No, it doesn't. Please. It has been fact. Condition card don't go away even though the carrier.
Unless the other text below it says something.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. And I wouldn't expect it because it says an Optimus prototype. It just suggests it was a prototype all along and
yeah.
It will remain a prototype with the duration of the game.
Exactly.
It's like it's from a special garage.
Yeah.
Very special.
Yeah.
So
this also makes defenders, Tide defenders, really nice,
yeah.
Mm. Seven shield, two shots.
And it's plucking off a shield every
you
time.
Can, you can do it with your like tractor beam.
Oh, great.
So,
you can spend the die results with tractor beam.
Yeah,
that's
bad. Get tractored or get shieldless. Or
this is really gonna screw over low agility ships.
Oh yeah, which is just fine.
It's fine
now.
Yeah.
Is it 5 points?
Well, yeah, five.
All I'm thinking.
Yeah. It's expensive.
Poor B wing.
But it's
poor B wing.
Yeah. I'm expecting a mega boost in like.
The poor B wing can't catch a break.
I did see one B wing at the system open.
Really? Oh yeah, it was.
Didn't you have a B-wing? Was it that one?
It wasn't the one in my case. No, it was actually somebody else flying it. So I
was flying the stress guy. What was his name? The one who can spend a stress focus or something.
You know,
Kian Farland. Yeah.
Kian, the one that suited the war.
Yeah, he was flying Kian.
So there were two beings.
Oh, you saw Tenon?
Yeah, I saw Anon.
Yeah.
Anon.
Okay. Anyways, how do you like this wave so far? We haven't seen that much, but
I think it's interesting.
Yeah.
Exciting.
It seems like clearing the air for a proper scum. Proper.
You know, they could have fact the torpedoes back to their original state and still I would be excited for the next week.
And there's also that wording on the Krennic card, the Galactic Empire share.
Yeah.
Are they thinking of switching up to four factions? Or
no, there are the Galactic Empire and then the First Order.
Yeah.
And they are both Imperial.
Yeah.
So they are really two sub factions.
But are they trying to go into that direction? Are they going to make more stuff like this?
I expect they will, so that they can more easily balance things.
I expect they did
upgrade brackets rather than having to go with the whole thing.
I expect they did this only because of quick draw. If quick draw would get an extra shield
and remove extra shield,
you can only put the condition card on a Galactic Empire ship.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Thank God.
So not on Kylo, not on Omega Leader,
no,
or Hefe Omega.
Hefe.
But on Vader and Whisper.
Yeah, we got.
And
thank you.
And Soontir. Oh my god. That's actually a
shield on fucking Interceptors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A shield on Soontir, which makes also Soontir hit a little bit.
Yeah,
because he blanks a lot.
Yeah,
his attack is a wet noodle.
Yeah.
We know
you could also just put it on a shitty ship and just make it strip shields for a really low cost.
Yeah, that's your style.
Yeah, that's definitely
put it on a TIE fighter.
There is no Imperial Jank. Get over it.
You could put a Hawk if it was Imperial. And you could just remove that one result, strip a shield,
job done.
Yeah, just then put an Iron Cannon on it.
No.
Yeah.
You spend the points elsewhere. This is just the next shield.
No, wait, we're
all. Don't even
have
Wampa. Can we use it on Wampa? Wampa with Palpatine.
What's the wording on Wampa? You have to cancel all.
Yeah, if you get a crit, you can cancel all.
But could you cancel?
But you start canceling the other one.
Yes, and then
you cancel the other
one. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You first you cancel that one die, then you cancel,
then you cancel the crit
you get from Palpatine.
Oh, like it's, fuck's sake.
So you're taking a shield and you're putting a damage card under the shield as
and
well.
And you take the shield first.
Yeah, and you can do it at range 3.
Yeah. But I would say
Don't get any ideas.
I would say I'm so sorry, Miranda, but not sorry. And Miranda is probably going to kill Opa anyway.
Yeah.
Remember, it requires a crew career.
Yeah.
Somewhere
yeah.
in the list. So
yeah,
there
yeah.
is
so you would have to have a Wampa and you would have to have a TIE shuttle.
It costs 5.
No, of course.
So you need a repair.
Has to be the new speeder.
Or the old
or the cow.
No, it doesn't have... we can't have it on the cow. It's only the Reaper because...
Why can't we?
Because the cow has 5 shields. You have to have 3 shields or less.
Ah, that's right. So you can't use it as you can't use any of the shuttles. So it's only the Reaper that actually fits the bit.
For now.
And that's Type Bomber, future. Right?
No, because it costs 5 points.
There's a restriction on the...
Yeah. Why do the shields disallow? That's just the
condition,
the condition.
Can't you just put Krennic on
the
whatever?
Or the shuttles, that's fine.
Oh, yeah, sorry,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So put Krennic anywhere,
yeah.
And then you have to choose
a Galactic Empire!
Anyway, I like this wave for now.
It's interesting.
I'm a little bit afraid of the Soldier Rare card. That might be...
Maybe it's countered by the Krennic card.
I'm gonna fly 5 X-Wings.
If you can. Okay. Well, system opens. Should we talk about system opens?
Let's.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
That was so much fun.
Yeah, really fun. Really much fun.
That was your first
big really tournament. Big tournament.
Yeah. Yeah.
For you guys.
Yeah,
both
yeah,
of you.
Yeah. So, how did you think? Was it different than you expected?
Yeah, a lot different. People are a lot nicer than you'd expect.
They're not like you, Grumpy.
Grumpy bastard.
I'm the most loved person in the world, man.
Yeah, that's what I've been always saying. It's the community that's... What are you laughing about it?
I was going to comment on his beard. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You want to share the story for the listeners?
Yeah, Frey was making... We were talking about something. I don't remember.
Ice cream. Yeah, let's start with the story. It was after the tournament and we went to Jens's Beef House. And got all you can eat ribs and ice cream.
Awesome. And ice cream. and apparently Gunnar had some ice cream on his beard.
Ish.
And Fred commented on it. You got some ice cream on your beard. And Gunnar started to giggle. You called it a beard.
Anyways, the tournament.
Yeah.
I was saying, I've always said that this community is just outstanding. It is. It's so good.
Beautiful man child.
Yeah,
and hordes.
The venue was really nice.
Really good.
They had a huge screen for
the stream.
For the stream, which was first Earth. Big kudos to Simon.
Yeah. Haven't watched it yet, but he probably did a very good job.
No, I haven't watched the system open. I haven't had time for it yet, but I'm going to. You can support him via Patreon and everything like that.
Yeah,
it was a big venue. It was at the National Museum in Copenhagen.
Yeah. So the best thing about it was the high ceiling in the space where we were playing. That way, it didn't get so... What do you say? No. Sweaty.
Hot.
Smoky.
It was hot.
Yeah.
It was hot. Yeah, well, another t-shirt.
That was because of the extra lights they put in there.
Yeah.
The best thing about it was that my hotel was right on the corner.
Yeah, very convenient.
Five minutes to walk there, or less.
Yeah.
Soon.
Yeah, and it was
spacious. It was good. It was clean. Yeah.
It was downtown.
Downtown. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
do you guys want to talk a little bit about your games?
We could. I don't want to go play by play.
No, my games. Of course, we are four guys here. It will take all day.
And I'm not gonna complain about my dice.
The winner. Let's talk about the winners first. Guys that went
5-0.
Yeah, 5-0. Everybody in 5-0 were able to go to day 2. Memkit Leo won the tournament.
6-0 and 5-1.
Yeah, sorry, 6-0, 5-1.
Okay, there you go.
He won. He was flying. He was flying Lothal Fen. He went to the finals against Alexander Paul. He was flying the same.
Was the tactical lists completely?
Yeah, I think so. I might be wrong about that. But yeah, I think so.
Was the Maul Ezra variant? Or?
Yeah, I think so. And depressing. The runner-ups were for Philippe Vukic. He was flying Imperials. He was flying the Pulp Aces. The Duncan Howard variants, I think,
with Inquisitor
and Quickdraw and then Timo Raab, he was flying Dengar Nim.
I'm not sure, you're probably right.
That was a tie. That was also a game.
But we weren't really paying attention to the finalists because we were playing in hyperspace at that time. None of us made it to that day.
Not close enough.
Yeah,
not close enough.
You did good.
Yeah, I did good. I think so. But our honorary member Jesper Hills, he made it to the top 16.
Yeah,
he was flying his control bots.
Yeah, this is an incredible feat.
Jesus Christ, those control bots.
He flies them so well. I mean, he could do well with them in any meta, I think.
Yeah, he went to top 16, or, well, top 15.
Yeah, top 15.
He was the sixth seed in that.
Yeah.
And, well, he lost in the top 16, but he went to hyperspace and went 6-0.
Yeah, mopped up the floor.
Yeah, the only one who went 6-0.
Yeah, so he got a Coruscant invite.
Yeah, so Jesper, you're gonna wear Thule Squadron t-shirt to the Coruscant.
Yes, please. At least...
No.
At least under the 186 sweater, please.
Yeah, please. Okay. Games. First game. Yep.
The very first?
Yeah. Do you remember it?
You mean the one I lost?
Oh yeah, you lost.
Thanks, man.
You lost.
Wait, what?
Tell listeners about the list you were
flying. Oh, my list. I was flying that list. I had a 46 point Poe PS11 with added plasma, and a Miranda for 47 points, and that means I was flying 93 points worth of Rebel Regen.
7 point bid.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't want to lose against Plot Armor.
No, I just really didn't want to go second after another Poe or any other 11th or Thweek. And I could keep jamming crap on Miranda, but I didn't see the point.
No, that just means that if either of them goes out, the other gets more expensive.
Yeah. The bid helps with the last one standing.
Yeah, and with two Regen ships, you probably aren't going to lose them both.
Yeah, well, that was the plan. But my first list was a double Shadowcaster. Yeah. And that game was an nail-biter. And I was hunting them down. I got half points on both of them. In the very last round, when I boosted Poe into range... range 2, I think. And I got half points on Osage or Keto. I don't remember which. But after that, I lost all of Poe minus a shield to 2 shots from them. And my last roll was tractor beamed Poe at what, range 2 or something, and I had 1 dice to throw to live. If I had focus or invade, I would have won the game. I didn't, so I lost.
Sad.
I was so sad after the first game.
So we're gonna talk about every game like that for 5 minutes.
No,
it's 12 games each.
Just that one.
Four of
just,
those guys.
Just that one, because that one really hurt.
Yeah, I had a game. Like
that. Yeah. Hurt. No, I had a lot of good showing. A lot of good opponents. I mean, everybody was in excellent fashion.
But
very friendly,
yeah,
and sportsmanlike.
You went. You didn't go to stage 2, no.
No. I scrubbed out. Went 2-1, and then 1-2. I mean, and in Hangar Bay, I went 2-1, and in hyperspace, I went 3-3.
Yeah.
So 50%.
Any other games you want to mention?
My last game, since I just mentioned the first, I would like to mention my last. I haven't looked it up, but I've forgotten his name. He was flying a rebel bomber, what to call it?
Yeah, Crimson.
Crimson
Leader
thingy.
Crimson,
I liked it.
Yeah, it was very scummy. Crimson Leader with fire control system and targeting synchronizer.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Nothing else.
And it's a turret ship. And he had 4 little buddies, Z95s, with harpoons and guidance chips. That hurt. And it's the jankiest of all rebel jank, I think. So that was such a fun game. He just completely decimated my Poe. It didn't matter who had target lock, who didn't have target lock. Everybody could use the target lock of the shuttle, so I had nowhere to run.
It's a bomber, you.
Huh?
It's not a shuttle.
It looks like it's a big thing that moves slowly.
It's the submarine.
Submarine.
So it's actually a version of a scum squad I was running, using a tugboat with a targeting synchronizer.
I remember.
And then four sets with then homing and concussion missiles before we got Crimson Harpoon. But this one is actually far superior. They're all PS4. You can just shoot your turret to get the target lock at PS4 and allow all of your guys to use that target lock.
That's so bad.
You can't put scavenger grains on them, which is sad.
Yeah.
it's the right of every Z95 pilot to have a scavenger grain.
I agree.
Yeah. But I like that list.
Yeah. I almost soloed it Miranda after he killed my Polo.
No, he didn't.
Almost, I said.
You died.
Yeah. I died from a harpoon condition after he rolled the crit on the very last roll.
How much was left on the table then?
I had half point. The bomber.
12 hit points.
Yeah. Half point of him. And I had taken out 2 Zets.
Half his list.
Yeah.
Almost one.
Yeah, but my Miranda is...
Yeah, you may have lost the Miranda.
Making me sad, man.
Rub it in.
I just like it. It was like a soulmate.
Yeah, that was a scummy list. But yeah. I can't apply this with scum. But does Freyr really afford to...
Yeah, it means... No. Let's not go there yet. When he starts with his day, I'm gonna pounce.
I'm gonna speak really fast.
Okay, Gisli, well, how was your weekend?
Well, I think I did pretty good. I was flying Vader with harpoons, VI Vader with harpoons and engine, and all the usual loadout. Quickdraw with harpoons, VI, FCS, and chips. And then pure setback with VI and adaptive ailerons coming on 98 points. It was a really it's extremely fun list to fly.
Yeah, it is.
After 12 games, my head was a mess. Because three guys, two of those guys who really don't want to be shot at. Quick draw wants to be shot at. The first matchup I had was with a guy called Rodrigo from Spain. He was flying Fat Han and Poe. That was his first big tournament, I think. I won that game pretty easily. I double rounded his Han, and it was quite easy to take down Poe. Second game was, I have to mention it, because I had been talking to Christopher Benson, and he has a regional win and a top four regional with a similar list to this one. He had cruise missiles and adaptability or crack shot, different versions on that list, so he knew exactly how to fly it. And I was talking to him, we were laughing, ha ha ha, I don't want to meet you because you know exactly what I'm gonna do. And the next round, what do you say?
You paired up against your worst nightmare.
Oh yes.
And he was flying what, Kanan?
No, Lothal.
Yeah, okay. Lothal. So a VCX build.
Yeah.
A VCX build, and he knows exactly what you're going to do.
Yeah, that was quite bad.
Good
but
job.
It was a closer game than I thought in the beginning.
Yeah.
I didn't shoot down any ship. I half pointed the Lothal. That's all I did. But the Lothal was only on two hull. So it was close. I mean, when the Lothal is gone, I would have won that game. He's not going to do anything with Fen Rao. And
he can be really annoying.
Yeah,
but he had the initiative, so
shooting from the rear.
Yeah, to be fair, you're not going to be doing a lot against Fen Rao either.
And he has the extra
no boost. When I move after him with Vader.
Yeah, sure. If you catch him like that.
Yeah, and he goes down fairly quickly when you shoot out of arc. Third game, I played against the 3P QT.
Yeah.
That game went to time. I won it, so I was.
So you can go play by play.
No, I'm not going to talk. I'm not going to talk about that game.
Just Hall of Fame, honorable mentions.
Yeah. I have to talk about game four. I played against Alexandro from the Warlocks. He was flying 3P QT as well.
Yeah.
I flew extremely well that game, but I got extremely lucky with the dice as well. My dice were amazingly hot.
Yeah.
And
tell us what Pure Sepak did.
Yeah, Pure Sepak got into range one of a full health gunboat and threw five dice. For you people who don't know, the gunboat has four hull and three shields. I threw dice and I got crit, hit, focus.
Yeah.
I had a focus. So he rolls the dice, blanks out. So three shields.
Two crits.
Both of them were direct.
Nice. That's
wiped
out.
So wrong. That's so wrong. But that's pure setback doing pure setback things. the good thing about this list, if they think Pure-Sabbath is a threat, go after it. It's only 23 points. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Yeah.
Then I went against Chopalorik and then Poe and Dash, which dumpster me.
That's nice.
Yeah, I like I said, I got into round two, stakes two. Yep. So, but then I went to hyperspace. I did pretty well there. I won the first three games. First against Ronnie Tidak. I won that game in 15 minutes. It was quite bad. Then, I have to talk about game number two against the Jesper Svensson. I really have to talk about that.
Yeah, that was a cool guy. Talked to him earlier.
Yeah, really cool guy. A great opponent. He flew very well. I thought he was going to dumpster me after the first two rounds. Because after those rounds, Quick Draw was dead, Pure Sabbath was dead, and Vader was down to Hull. Asaz, he had Timok, Asaz, and Dengar.
Yep.
And Asaz had lost one shield, and Dengar was at four Hull. And to make a long story short, I have never flown Vader as well as I have ever, as I did in this game. Vader decided to shoot down Dengar and have point time walk Asaz without getting shot at. So I won the game on time. Well, there were 5 minutes left of the game, and he just took my hand, shook it, and said, "I'm not gonna catch Vader."
That's
it,
nice.
Wow, it was one of the best games I have ever played. Yeah, the game after that, I won in 20 minutes. The guy was flying Quick Draw, Vessery, and Sabak, and I gave him the initiative.
Yeah, obviously.
So that was, yeah. And game number four, I lost, and the guy absolutely dumpstered me.
Okay.
That was a guy who went to the final game against Jesper. He's called Mats Barkman Pedersen, a local Danish guy, flying plot armor, 98 point plot armor.
Amateur.
Yeah, but let's just say if he was flying 99 point plot armor, I might have won that game.
Yeah.
But I lost the initiative bit, so he gave me the initiative, of course, and he's a very good pilot, so he just dumpstered me. I never had a chance that game.
Mm-hmm.
And anyways,
that's a lot of games.
Yeah, 12 games. All of us played 12 games.
Yep.
So Frey, do you want to talk about your games a little bit?
Sure. List first, please.
List first. It really wants to. Wants to.
For stage one, I brought four Jakku Gunners. With tractor beams, scavenger cranes, pattern analysis, and
mines.
Then I had mines, cluster mines. Yeah. One of them was loaded out differently. I had Sirtaco, Visago, the 0 point crew that can load to swap illicit.
Yeah,
so I started with a cloning device.
Mm.
And then I had courier droids on the rest, which is basically 0 points, so I could
mess
around with that if I wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a very, very janky list and a very hit and miss. But it's really fun to play, and you can really mess with people if they don't know what they're doing.
You told us why you brought this list to the system. It was a story you had to close. Something.
Yeah, I started this at some point, flying four, or actually I started with four quad jumpers and a Sikh, Sonny Bounder.
Yeah.
But in the end, like, that was just 12 points I was giving to the opponent, usually. And then I started playing around with the other versions, like we got
does optics. That's really fun. It makes them unusually tanky. But then you really have to play with the new contracted cybernetics to allow them to do fancy bombing.
Contraband cybernetics.
Yeah, it allows you to basically, you can burn it at the start of activation to allow you to ignore stress.
Yeah, check.
so you can do red maneuvers and take actions, and then you get an additional stress. So you usually end up double stressed after that. But yeah, you can do all kinds of weird things with this. You can track to beam yourself, and you have a cloaking device, or you can get into weird places. You can back up and bomb people, and you can barrel roll your own guys or boost them.
Bomb.
Yeah, you can scoop and poop. Even junk gear list, which is a day's bonar list, which I put on Maul, Molten Crow, Debris Gambit, and TLT. And then I had three Ion Seeks, Heavy Seeks. One of them was a VI'd Genesis Red. So the idea is that you shoot first with a PS9 Seek, Ion somebody, you proc the ability of Dazed Boner, which is to give an extra damage when somebody gets an Ion. Then Dazed Suits with a TLT and use a small to get rid of the stress. And then you do it again with one of the other Seeks, like the Cartel Spacer and the Sunny Bounder. So you can do like 5 Ion damage in a turn.
Should have put Justero in there. So you can shoot after Dazed procs.
Yeah, wow. That's a secondary damage.
You remember in the beginning when we told you about Frey, he was the jackiest scum jack we
know. Yeah. That's it.
I don't remember his list he was just talking about.
I have no idea what that was.
It had something to do with iron and secondary effects.
There was
stuff.
lots of jam that I would just play against it. What the hell are you going to do? I have no idea what you have on the table in front of me.
But that's one hell of a tanky base we can have there. Like having days with like a hawk. It's just a hawk. Just remember, it's only a hawk.
It's only a hawk.
But you can have like 4 or 5 focuses, and then you can have up to 2 evades as well. Then it just becomes ridiculous. Lots of modded shots and very tanky. But also like 37 points.
That's a lot for a hawk.
It's a really fun list to play, and the opponents really enjoyed the games. I only lasted 2 games, then I just gave up on the 4 ship builds because like all of my games were going to time or like finishing in the last round. Like all of my first games finished it right at the last round. I lost my last ship there.
So you had no time in between to get your bearings
about it. So last game of the day I just went for the easy mode list, which was Taimuka Sash and Dengar. So Sash minus the 2 glitter stims, the countermeasures, Lats and Lone Wolf, no title. And then,
but usually you wouldn't talk about this list as easy mode, really.
I mean, it's easy because I had to set only 2 tiles.
Not 4 tugboats.
No weird barrel rolls to factor in, or barrel rolls of opponent ships or other weird combos. It's just like, and I know how to fly a SAS pretty well. I've flown a SAS a bunch. And Dengar is pretty new to me. I haven't really played a lot with him.
Yeah, he isn't janky enough.
Well, I only flew him after he got bad enough. Yeah. After to the ground. And, okay, I can fly him now. It's okay. but I like the list. And I used it for the hyperspace exclusively. I just decided to go with something simple that wouldn't mess me completely.
Yeah,
you get tired on those events. I mean, playing six games a day for 2 days in a row.
Yeah, your head starts to melt. Yeah.
Yes. And actually, like, I was finishing games then like 20 minutes ahead of time, which is very unusual for me.
This was fine.
So how did you do overall?
Very poorly. No. I lost my 8 first games. then I managed to table my very first opponent from the day 1, Simon from Sweden. I was playing the same list, a decimator and two robots.
Oh yeah,
and
I saw
then
that
in that game, like everything just worked out. I think I had 100% hit ratio on the red dice. Like every shot was fully affected. I dodged the arcs I needed to dodge. He went for the target that I wanted to go for. Like, so he shot two harpoons into an Asajj and then tapped all of it. And the shots from the patrol leader, Vader, Gunner Vader guy. So I just ruined him. And he was rolling bad as well. So it was a very like variance based game. But I was also, I think, flying it pretty convincingly at that time. So I won two games in a row and then lost the 11th game, I guess. And then I got a bye. So we'll never know how that went. So I could just relax and look at Jesper Hill and Mats duke it out on the big screen in the very last of the hyperspace.
Yeah.
Which was actually a great game. It was like super cagey.
Yeah, but I know they were just having fun, really. For the first hour or something, then all of a sudden they thought, shit, it's almost to time.
Alright, so your first really big tournament, you did okay. Yeah. You got some wins in and you had...
I didn't lose everything, which was looking like that for a while. I was fucking sweating.
Sell off your stuff on eBay. Yeah. Right, good.
I picked an uphill fight then, so I went with my eyes open and that's all fine.
I told a buddy of mine I was going in on hard mode myself, but you went in on
I don't know, that's a whole other level
of hard mode.
Yeah.
I've been to big tournaments before in gaming. I've been to Warhammer 40k ETC twice. And that's like a similar scale. It's probably bigger even.
It's sweatier.
Yeah.
It's probably sweatier, yeah. But actually, they were super well run when you came out. Like, they were actually like this. They was in Serbia. And they were actually got a really good word after that. They actually held it two years in a row in Serbia because a venue in France flooded. They had to bail out and the other guys just like, we'll do it again.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's another story.
Oh.
So anything you want to add?
Only tears, I think. At this point.
Yeah, only tears.
It was great. I really liked it. I got a bunch of swag. I got a pink damage deck from a really nice Danish dude that visits Iceland like 3 times a year, and he actually played 3 of us.
Yeah.
He had like a 75% hit ratio of an Iceland.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I didn't play with him.
No, but you'll probably get your chance.
He's going to come to Nexus.
Yeah.
So, Gunner.
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 Gunner. What to say?
Let's proc the Gunner.
I was playing a 99 point Kylo robot combo.
The Deadeye.
Yeah, the Deadeye tip.
Yeah.
Harpoon missile robots and advanced sensor push the limit Kylo. All three of my first round one, stage one games were really close.
Yeah.
I lost my first one with like, I think it was 5 points and it was just a little mistake I made while maneuvering, and he got one of my gunboats. I can't remember what he was playing with the guy. I just remember it was super close. Then I won my second game on a Hail Mary title flip on Kylo, and the guy was he was devastated by the role. He just dropped right there. He was just like, fucking rolls.
So basically you ruined someone's day.
Yeah, I ruined someone's day on a luckiest title flip on Kylo ever. Rolled from one blank and two evades into three evades and survived. and then just ran away until it, in, until it was time. And the third game, that was about, that was against some, I can't remember what it was, but it was a close game also. All of the time, all of the games went to time, and all of them on like 3 to 10 points or something. So so it was really, really, really. I don't know what to say.
Stressful.
Yeah, stressful games. And yeah. So it was really bad, like losing and not getting to continue. But then I went into
Hangar Bay
with a janky imperialist with Colonel Jax, Inquisitor, and a Thomas Brenn with Cool Hand. What's it called?
System officer
and fleet officer. So I was like raining tokens on all my guys, and that one time they all had like focus, evade, target lock, and stress. all three of them. And so really I won two games and got the reward in the Hangar Bay, and then I went with the same list to the hyperspace and like lost everyone, completely wiped off the table, shut nothing down, except I got one bye.
That was your win.
That was my win.
Yeah,
one win.
But that kind
but
of
that that list is awesome. It's really fun to play, but I have to practice more. I think it can do better, but
yeah.
maybe not.
But that Kylo gunboat list, it's really match dependent.
Yeah, it's really match dependent. You have, and I'm an aggressive player.
Yeah.
I don't play defensively enough, and I should have done a lot better with it if I just would have just got my head out of my ass and been more defensive and just the Kylo is that kind of a thing. If you don't want to engage, you can skip engaging.
Yeah, you have the 5-forward boost barrel.
Yeah, you have this amazing boat to fly, and it can do all shenanigans and just not die.
Against turrets and PS10 plus, it can be really hard to fly. It kind of survives on its maneuverability.
Yeah, exactly. You have to just fly Kylo flawlessly and get those robots killed. They have to get one. That's the problem. You have to really get one enemy plane in the beginning.
Yeah.
With
the hey.
Plane.
He said plane.
Yeah, plane or spaceship.
Yes!
Yeah.
Well, but what do we take from a competition like that? Are you guys more prepared for, let's say,
next
regionals?
Yeah, definitely.
Playing 4, 5, 6.
Of course, I'm gonna be playing a ghost.
Yeah. Oh, I was gonna play a ghost.
I was gonna play a ghost.
Are you going with Kanan or Lorik or?
As
Lothal
Lothal something.
Yeah, that's very this.
So, as we are gonna play a ghost,
really original.
What kind of scum region are you gonna fly?
I may just have been cured of the scum tank for.
So a Lothal.
So you're gonna fly a ghost, right?
Yeah.
Double Lothal?
I could paint up a scum ship as a ghost.
I'll find something scummy to fly.
I might be going for the Star Vipers.
Actually, Dengar, I think, is a pretty good counter against the ghost.
Is he?
Yeah.
I know our Paratani author, he was playing in the System Open. He was playing a Thweak Dengar list.
Thweak with Proton.
I think it was designed to nuke ghost lists.
Yeah, and he did pretty well.
He did well, yeah. He was in the top ranking at least on day two, and he was pretty high.
Well, it's either a ghost list or something that kills robots.
Yeah, watch out, Jesper.
Jesper Hills, he's coming to regionals to
try and steal our title.
Oh, so he has our
title.
He's
defending. Yeah.
He's just defending it.
Yeah, that's a done. We're gonna take it away. Jesper, just you know, everybody's like.
Nobody's gonna fly a good list. Only list that
mind
can counter
the minefield map list.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, if Probot, well, minefield mapper. Yay, the Probot got over one mine. Doesn't really matter.
You just need to half point in and then you run away. Right.
Yeah,
right.
Really fast. Really, really fast.
Off the
point. So, my intensity, Jake, with cruise missile might just do it. Just go in, cruise down the shield,
and
then
just float off.
Five
the
forward, boost barrel, evade. Yeah, that's,
but you have to remember, those robots have focus and evade and auto thruster. So,
but it's Jake.
I can shoot double harpoons at it and not do a single damage.
Yeah.
Almost depressing.
Well,
but I like Probots. Okay.
Yeah, Probots are great.
Like,
they are scum.
Those control bots are really cool. Cool. And I couldn't fly them for shit. I think it's a really, really, really tough list to fly.
I need to break them out too. I have a like fish-like painted.
Yeah,
they're awesome paint job.
Yeah,
with like a scales and everything. So
yeah.
I have no excuse.
System opens. More system opens. Anything to mention? Really?
It keeps surprising me. Just
Orcs.
Every big tournament you go to. I really don't have a bad experience.
No.
Against a player.
No.
Well, I've had one. Ever. But
not necessarily bad, but I had a couple of weird experiences.
Okay, people have their but everybody super friendly.
Yes, that's what one. He was actually using that to slow play, and I had been talking to him previously that day, so it was really awkward. Like you couldn't really say anything. Try to play faster yourself. So
yeah,
it was weird. But yeah, also four player rebel
four ship list.
Yeah, with Stressra and Lothal, and so. Just need to survive. If he played slow enough, then that works.
Yeah, I went against a guy who played really slowly.
But
really
I
slowly.
Killed this Lorik and kept my assass.
Yeah, I won the game.
I won.
Same, I won the game on time, but the game went like 7 rounds total. That was not my fault. Because I play usually kind of quickly.
Sure.
So,
but I enjoyed all my matches pretty much.
I did as well, and I got a really, really valuable just experience out of it.
Yeah, me too.
And just I came to the conclusion that I might be an okay player, I think.
Sure.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just I think so.
You're no Jesper. But
no. I won Jesper once before he dumpstered me in the qualifying round, but I did it in Swiss.
Was that your moment?
No.
Your peak?
No. No. My peak was at store championship. I'm just going downwards now. I'm getting older.
And wiser.
Yeah, but
anyway, anything else we wanna
pork?
Porks.
The best upgrade. Yeah.
Best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honorable mention.
All of us got a pork card.
Yeah. It's a crew card that adds a crew slot, and it has a picture of an adorable pork.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's rebel only.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would be an heavy build.
I'm the only rebel player here.
Well, I just say rebel scum in the end, and it's gonna be fine.
Just add that in there.
Yeah. About those tournaments, I love just. Well, we handed out probably 200 or 300 cards.
Sure. There are some cloaked whispers and Jake Farrell's out there probably listening.
Yep.
It was interesting. I played against a few listeners even.
Yeah.
Oh, I listened to you guys. I did not expect that.
There were a lot of guys that came to me and just, "Hey, I listen to you." Apparently, we are famous now.
Yeah, you got even mentioned in some article.
Yeah. Bob D. He
actually famous. From,
yeah. No, famous. Not X-Wing famous, just famous. No, yeah. He said. He did an article. He has a WordPress site called Taking the Sith. He said, "Best X-Wing famous encounter: the real Vikings, Gisli of Thule Squadron, and the rest of the Icelander."
Oh,
see,
that's me.
He didn't mention you by name.
No, I. That's all right.
So it doesn't count.
Shut up!
He gets a plus because he was buying a Lego quad jumper.
Yeah, Bob.
Obviously
Bob was really nice.
Was taken by my list.
He made it into top 16.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah.
And won his first game or lost?
No, he lost his.
Lost
first
his.
Game. Yeah. First. He got his range wars.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. He went against Jesper in round two. I was playing. It was Bob versus Jesper, and on the table besides him it was me versus Christopher Benson. We laughed about it.
Yeah,
super friendly everybody.
We
have been talking for more than an hour now. I think we should call it a day. I was gonna ask for shout outs, but holy crap, I have so many names and I really don't want to.
I'm bad with names,
yeah.
So I have so many faces to shout out.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
The guy with the eyes and the nose?
Yes,
shout out.
The guy that I played X-Wing with?
No, because I met so many guys, many people. I don't really want to miss out anyone, so.
Yeah.
Nobody gets nothing.
Yeah, nobody gets anything because I suck.
No, it's not that. I just want to.
You guys, you know who you are out there.
Yeah.
We're not gonna do.
We
a
met.
List.
We met people from, I mean, Denmark.
Uh-huh. Poland.
Poland, of course.
England.
Serbia, England.
Sweden, Belgium,
Norway, Belgium, Germany, and even Australia.
Yeah, an Australian guy, really cool.
Yeah.
We met some Icelandic fellas.
Yeah, they came with us.
Oh, that's
not right. In the same flight though.
No. So we met him there.
We met him there, yeah.
Chessmate.
Anyways, should we call it a day for now?
Yeah, let's call it a day.
So, you guys wanna do it with us? You know how to say it.
Our closing words.
You don't know. You,
not really.
They don't listen to us.
No. They just got outed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just say Eyjafjallajökull.
Eyjafjallajökull.
He didn't know.
Yeah, he didn't know. He doesn't know.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways.
If you want to send us anything, just send us another email. ThuleSquadronRadio@gmail.com.
Yeah, and please like our Facebook page.
Yeah, and maybe subscribe to our stuff.
Yeah.
We are subscribe on Tinder.
We don't have a profile there yet.
But you're on Grindr, right?
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah. Anyways. Let's call it a day.
Yeah.
So
thanks for listening, guys.
You're good. And good.
Bye. Goodbye, everybody. Good night.